That was Dancing in the Moonlight by Top Loader. I love that song. Hi, everybody. My name is Cassidy Morgan. I am the host of Walking for Water Teen Action, a biweekly podcast that features the teenage members of Walking for Water. Walking for Water is a high school club at Laguna Beach High School and Heritage High School in Leesburg, Virginia, that partners with the nonprofit Wisdom Spring to build wells and educate the youth in developing countries. We are so excited to be participating in the KX Takeover, and we wanted to start off with a song that I really love. And I hope you all love this too. So this is To Make You Feel My Love by Bob Dylan and Billy Joel on KXFM.
I could offer you a warm embrace. to make you feel my love.
That was To Make You Feel My Love by Bob Dylan and Billy Joel on KXFM. I'm Cassidy Morgan. I am actually joined in the studio by one of our Walking for Water members. Her name is Dempsey, and you'll be hearing a lot more of her voice to come as she is part of our radio group. Hi, Dempsey. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, Dempsey, if you could please introduce yourself, what you do for Walking for Water, and why you joined and why this club is so important.
All right. Yes. So I'm so happy to be here on KX Takeover. My name's Dempsey. I'm a junior at Laguna Beach High School, and I'm a new member of Walking for Water. I got interested in this club from my friends. A lot of them are in the club, and they told me a little bit about it, read up on it. I think it's really amazing all the work Wisdom Spring and Walking for Water has already done. 26 wells in Africa and India, it's pretty amazing. And I also was really interested in their emphasis on education for women. And in those rural towns, I think that's a really great cause. And so I was really excited to be a part of it.
That's awesome, Dempsey. And we actually have another caller in, and this is one of our presidents. She is amazing. She has been in Walking for Water since she was probably about, I'd say, 8 years old. And she's just amazing. I learned so much from her. So we have Sophie. Sophie, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, Sophie. So if you could please just introduce yourself for everyone and tell us what you do for Walking for Water and why you've joined and how you've been in it so long, because that's amazing that you've been in it for as long as you have been.
Thank you so much. So, hi, I'm Sophie Gardner. I'm currently a junior at Laguna Beach High School, just like Dempsey. And I joined this club when I was 8, as Cassidy said. I've been working on it since I was 8, just, you know, a passion I've had since I was little. I kind of do whatever needs to get done for the club. It just kind of depends on the day, you know, the people we have, the things we need to get done. I'm very passionate about it. Why I joined would probably be just a personal reason. I knew Sabampu Somme, who, to give a little bit of context, is one of the many reasons why this is so near and dear and important to me, and as well as one of our founders, Susan. Sabampu Somme was a woman who died of dirty water around, I believe, 3 years ago. And she is just one of the most incredible, or was one of the most incredible people I've ever met. She just kind of inspired something inside of me that I didn't really know existed. And I feel like for this club is kind of like that for a lot of people. It kind of inspires things inside of people that they didn't really know they had. And it's just a special way to help others as well as help yourself find your own gift, as Susan would say.
I love that. Thank you so much, Sophie.
Of course, and I would like to pledge that I'm going to donate $10 just to get the ball rolling, and I encourage everybody else who calls in to donate just as much or even more.
Thank you. Yes, please donate. We are so grateful to KXFM for letting us be a part of this and for letting us come to every other week and do a podcast and give us a space as teenagers to voice our opinions on important issues and to talk about Walking for Water. So thank you so much, Sophie. We've actually received a amazing donation from Wisdom Spring. Thank you so much, Wisdom Spring. We would not be a club without Wisdom Spring. We are basically a little branch of them, and we are so grateful for all the incredible work they do and for letting us do incredible work. So we are going to play a song that I actually first listened to on the radio. I was listening to The Mornings with Ed show. I listened to it on my way to school every day last year, and Ed's actually in the other room. So thank you, Ed, for introducing me to the song. I love this song so much, and it is because of you. So here on KXFM is Because the Night by Patti Smith. Enjoy.
Desire's hunger is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. We'll be right back. the telephone. Love is an angel disguised as lust. Here in our bed until the morning comes.
Because the Night by Patti Smith on KXFM. We have another Walking for Water member calling in right now. Sai, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do for Walking for Water and why you joined?
Yeah. My name's Sai. I'm a student at the local high school. And what I do for the club, same with what Sophie said just earlier, I do kind of whatever, but this year I'm focusing much more on sponsorships and hopefully gathering in as much money to impact as many lives as possible. And why I joined the club, I joined my freshman year, now my third year counting, and we had Club Rush on a fine Wednesday 1 week, and I walked up to the table with my friend who's going to be calling in a bit, and I actually talked with Sophie and two other leaders who were seniors at the time, and I decided, why not? I'll give it a shot. Not sure how I was feeling about the club, but after the first meeting, after meeting Susan, our wonderful leader, I fell in love, and I knew that I needed to participate and put in my hand with someone, and knowing we had a leader who cared so much about us, and not only us, but also everyone on the planet, I knew it was what I needed to do.
That's amazing, Sai. I love that response. Yes, our amazing advisor, Susan Huff, is an incredible, incredible woman, and I think for a lot of us who have been in the club for a long time, she is part of the reason that we are in the club. Actually, our next show is going to be interviewing her about how she got involved in this work and her book that recently came out. So thank you so much, Sai. That was incredible, incredible response. Dempsey, amazing job coming back from the song. That was amazing. That was, everyone, that was the first time Dempsey has done that, and she did it like a pro. I'm so impressed. So we're going to play another song because I love music. I hope you guys like music. So this is a Beatles song because we have to play a Beatles song. So this is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds on KXFM.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. mountain, a rocking horse, people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drip past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. 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 Lucy in the sky with
that was Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the Beatles on KXFM. Hi, everyone. I'm Cassidy. I'm the host of Walking Fraud or Teen Action here on KXFM. We just wanted to remind you guys all to donate. KXFM is trying to get new transmitter cables for their antenna because their antenna has been eroded by the ocean. So please, please donate so KXFM can continue doing the beautiful work that they do for our town. And personally, we've experienced their amazingness by letting us come on here as teenagers and talk about what we think is important to the world. So we have another one of our members calling in. This is one of our fearless leaders, Anna. She is amazing, and I'm just going to let her do the talking. So hi, Anna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So, Anna, if you could please introduce yourself for everyone and talk about what you do for Walking for Water and why you've joined the club.
So my name's Anna Mani, and I am a treasurer in Walking for Water, and I'm one of the leaders. And then what I do for the club is trying to make sure that everything organized and coordinated. And we have a lot of moving parts between radio and media, sponsors, and so many more. And we just want to make sure that everyone's getting the information. And I try to send out as much information as possible so that everyone in the club understands what we're doing. And then I joined Walking for Water because the mission statement is so strong. It's a bunch of teenagers who are helping towards a humanitarian effort, which we're so far removed from since it is countries that are across the world. But it's such a community in which you know you're making a difference and you know that you're helping people.
That's amazing, Anna. And I'm, as one of the members of Walking Water, I'm so grateful for you and all of our leaders for keeping us all together and being the glue that truly holds the club together. So thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you.
We have another member who is in studio with me. This is Tess. She's a freshman and she's also part of our radio group. So Tess, if you would love to introduce yourself, talk about why you've joined and what you do and what you're hoping to do as a freshman.
Thank you so much, Cassidy. Hi, my name is Tess Smilowitz and I'm a freshman. So this will be my first year at Walking for Water. I'm so excited. I've heard bits and pieces about the club throughout the years, but for some reason never had the idea to join until this year during Club Rush when my friends told me that they were doing it and they told me what it was about. And I just thought it was a super awesome idea. So I'm really excited to be able to use the privilege that I have of running water, access to food, just like a roof over my head and the safety of my community to help those around the world in need. Especially, I'm really excited to be working in the radio department this year and hopefully throughout the next few years because I want to be able to spread the word of positivity and to be able to talk about issues that are happening globally that I feel we really need to focus on and help with. Again, a huge thank you to KXFM for having us and this podcast every other week, because I feel like we'll be able to do so much good and help in the world. And again, we're going to really need your guys' donations to be able to talk about these problems in the world. So please, please, we need to replace those antenna wires. Okay, so now we're going to go back to this song that I have been listening to since I was a little girl, ever since my dad showed it to me because he loves reggae. So here is This Love by Bob Marley on KXFM.
That was Is This Love by Bob Marley on KXFM. Hi, we are Walking Water Teen Action, and we are so excited to be hosting KX Takeover. Please, please donate to KX. They are an amazing, amazing organization, and we want them to be able to continue doing what they do for a very long time. So we have another one of our members on right now. So this is Coleman. Coleman, how are you doing?
Great, thank you.
Well, we're glad to have you, Coleman. So, Coleman, if you could please tell us or tell everybody what you do in the club and why you joined Walking for Water.
Yeah. So, my name's Coleman, and I'm a junior at Laguna Beach High School. This is actually my second year in Walking for Water. And this year, I've decided to take a writing role in the club. I'm excited to write things such as newspaper articles, social media posts, and many other things. Originally, I joined this club after other club members, such as Cy, who you heard from earlier, as they told me about it. And I thought it'd be a great way to expand my horizons and give back to others. Yeah. And myself and my parents will be donating to the KX Takeover. So, yeah, thanks for the opportunity to call in.
Thank you so much, Coleman, and thank you so much, and for your parents for donating. So we have another member who's going to talk to us now. So we have Tabby. Tabby, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Well, that's great. So if you could please tell everyone once again what you do for Walking for Water and why you've joined and why it's Walking for Water is so important.
So I'm part of the sponsor group for Walking for Water, where we find local businesses just to donate and support our club. I joined my freshman year, and I just think it's for an amazing cause, and I'm so grateful to be part of such an amazing family.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Tabby. And so now we have one of our radio members, Sienna, who's going to introduce the next song.
Hi, I'm Sienna. I am also a freshman at Laguna Beach High School, and I actually joined this club all the way from San Francisco because I was at a meet for my sport cross country, and it was Club Rush, and all of my friends were signing up for different clubs, and I had my friends text me the different clubs, what they were doing, yada, 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 and I heard the name Walking for Water. First of all, that name just caught my eye, and then she started to explain what they do, and I immediately had her sign my name, immediately. And I'm also extremely excited to be working with radio because I can be getting the word out instead of just like expressing it, but like not like telling people about it so they can hear it and they can know what's going on. And that is when I'm gonna say the next song, If I Only Had the Words by Billy Joel.
But I only have
That was If I Only Had the Words to Tell You by Billy Joel on KXFM. I love that song. I have a record of that song, and that is my favorite song on that album. I listen to it all the time. We are Walking Fodder Teen Action. Thank you so much, KXFM, for letting us participate in the KX Takeover. Please, 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 please donate to KXFM so they can keep doing their amazing things and so we can keep spreading the word about Walking for Water. So we have another one of our members calling. He's part of our media group, I believe. So this is Brad. Brad, how are you?
Hi.
So if you
good.
So if you could please tell everyone what you do for the club and why you joined Walking for Water.
Yeah, I'm in the media part of the club, so I run the social media accounts, the Instagram account at walkingforwater_, and I post about all the amazing things we're doing, the money we raise and stuff, and it's pretty fun.
And why did you join Walking for Water?
I joined Walking for Water this year, actually. This is my first year, because I knew some people in the group. They said it would be fun, and they said they do a lot of really fun things, and so I showed up to the first meeting, and I've been doing stuff ever since. It's really good.
That's awesome. Yeah, we have a lot of new people this year. Last year, due to the pandemic, we couldn't hold our typical club rush at school, so we didn't get a ton of new members, but we're the leaders and I are really, really excited this year to have so many new members that are super ambitious and super ready to get things done and to really help this club. So thank you so much, Brad.
Thank you.
And Sienna, do you have something to say?
Yes, I just wanted to introduce the next song, Come a Little Closer by Cage the Elephants, because this one I can say I actually know.
Here it is on KXFM.
That was Come a Little Closer by Cage the Elephant on KXFM. All right, we're going to talk to Cassidy a little bit about why you joined and what you do. I mean, obviously, radio show host. You're amazing at it. Can you tell us a little bit about why you joined?
Thank you, Dempsey. So I actually wanted to join my freshman year, but missed Club Rush and couldn't figure out how to. So I made it my personal mission for Club Rush to join Walking for Water my sophomore year. That was the one club that I knew I was going to go up to and sign my name on the form, because when I read about it in the little pamphlet that they gave us, I was so inspired by their mission and by the work that they had done. And I really, really wanted to be a part of that. And then I started going to the meetings and I met Susan, who is incredible. And this club gave me such a new and amazing outlook on life. I was able to look at the world differently and look at my role in the world differently. And Walking for Water has given me this incredible opportunity to help change the world. And I think that's why a lot of teenagers join this, is because a lot of teenagers, including myself, have this passion and have this ambition to make the world a better place. And through Walking for Water and through Wisdom Spring, we are able to do that. And by giving people water, we are able to solve so many issues. And I don't think that's the thing a lot of people realize, is how much so water is the root cause of a lot of issues that are going on in the world. So by solving the water crisis and by giving people clean water, we are changing their lives and we are changing the world for better. And that is a big reason why I've joined. And then during the pandemic, when it hit, I was able to go on Susan Huff, who was our lovely advisor. I was able to go on her podcast a lot, and she approached me with the idea of what if Walking for Water had their own. And I was shocked by the fact that she thought that I could do that, and that she entrusted me with that. And then by spring of next year, we had a podcast, and now here we are. And I'm so, so grateful for the experience.
That's amazing.
Thank you so much for that, Cassidy. Here is another song by Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry Love.
Take, you can't hurry love. No, you-
That was You Can't Hurry Love by Phil Collins on KXFM. Thank you so much to KXFM for letting us participate in the KX Takeover. Please, please donate to KXFM. They're an amazing organization, and we want them to be able to get new transmitter cables so that they can keep doing what they are doing for a very, very long time. So we have another one of our members calling in. We have Hutton. Hutton, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So if you could tell all the listeners what you do for Walking for Water, why you joined, and why it's so important.
Yeah, so this is my third year in Walking for Water. I'm a junior at Laguna Beach High School. And Walking for Water is a great club. I got brought into it as a freshman, and Susan really found me home in the club. And I love that we get to help people out in Africa and India by supplying wells. And it's just great that we're doing things for other people while we're so lucky living here in Laguna Beach. And it's great that KXFM is doing this with us and helping us have this radio station. And I'm for sure going to be donating at least $10 to this great organization.
Thank you so much, Hutton.
Thank you.
So we have another caller. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello?
Hi.
This is Zoe. I'm sorry, this call keeps failing.
No, you're totally good. So Zoe is one of our presidents for all of you listening. So Zoe, if you could please tell us about what you do and why Walking for Water is so important.
Hi, I'm Zoe. I'm a junior, and this is my third year in the club. I'm the president of Walking for Water, and what I do is organize all the files, meetings, and people within the club so it can work as successfully and efficiently as possible. And I joined this club because it kind of seemed like a club that had a true goal to make change within the world. And the stories I had heard about the amazing things that were achieved in the years prior really made me want to become a part of the change in my years to come. And so as the time went on, I came to really love being so involved within Walking for Water.
That's amazing, Zoe. Thank you so much. And we are so grateful to have you as one of our presidents, leading us and keeping us all together. So thank you so much, Zoe.
Thanks.
This is another song that I absolutely adore. It's kind of similar to a previous song that we played, Come a Little Closer, but this is Walking on a Dream by Empire of the Sun.
Will I see again?
All right, all right. That was Walking on a Dream by Empire of the Sun on KXFM. All right, looks like we have another member of Walking for Water calling in, George. Hi, George, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Can you tell us a little bit about why you joined Walking for Water and what you do, part of the club?
I joined Walking for Water because I heard about it from my friend, and it sounded really interesting. So I came to a meeting one day, and I joined. And I help run the Instagram account, and we post about what we do and what's happening in the club currently.
All right, great. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much, George.
Thank you.
Of course. All right, so we have a next song, Take It Easy by the Eagles on KXFM. Also, remember to donate.
Sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy.
Take It Easy by the Eagles on KXFM. We are Walking for Water Teen Action. Thank you so much to KXFM for letting us participate in the KX Takeover. Please, please donate to them. They are incredible, and we really, really want them to have new transmitter cables so that they can keep doing what they're doing for a long time. They have given us teenagers a platform to speak about important issues and to tell everyone why Walking for Water is so important. I'm Cassidy Morgan. I'm the host of Walking for Water Teen Action, and we want to thank you all so much for listening, and I want to thank my incredible Dempsey, Sienna, and Tess for their amazing work today. So if you guys all want to say goodbye or any final messages.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much. And we're going to close out on one of the suggestions from our Walking for Water members, because here is Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus on KXFM. Thank you so much.
Again, welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio and a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z. Club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party, cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the